Hi, I'm William.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Carlina.
And today we are going to discuss the book of The Adoration of Jenna Fox. My opinion on it so far is I think it's a pretty good book. It's like, reminds me, like, has a great sense of mystery to it. Like, there's something that's not being told, like The Maze Runner. But
I like this book because it always has my attention. Usually I don't like books, but I like this one because something new is always happening, and the readers are always finding something new about the characters. It always grabs my attention, and it's not that confusing. Like, most parts I can understand fairly easily.
I like this book because there's also mystery in it, and there's also, like, things that you have to figure out that Jenna does. And I also like it because it's kind of, like, evolving throughout time. So, like, when you're, like, reading it, you're getting all this information from her when she's starting to experience these new things.
The topic we're going to use to read the story is truth.
What you don't know can't hurt you is my quote for Jenna Fox.
My quote is, the truth will set you free.
So, the reason why I picked this quote is because what you say can't hurt you, and it shows that, like, the way when Jenna uses her words and people try to tell her stuff, it shows that she can't get these feelings.
I think the quote, the truth will set you free, applies to this story because when she finds out all the stuff about herself that she didn't know before, she's a totally changed person, and everything is different in her world.
Is she a changed person, or is she returning to the person she was before the accident? Second?
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Jenna Fox is trying to find her identity as a character. She does this by figuring out her past, from what happened from to a year ago. And she realizes that her parents are keeping the secret away from her when she wants to know the real truth. She does this in a way, and she figures out by herself.
Okay, your 30 seconds are over. Okay, well, ready, set, go.
Okay, the book is about a girl named Jenna Fox who wakes up from a coma a year after the accident. When she wakes up, she has no memory of who she is or who she is, and she has only small fragments of who she was. On her way, she discovers many secrets, like the car accident, like how her parents did a few modifications to her. And then when she finds out she's had, like, this new body from the bio gel.
Okay, your 30 seconds
is up.
Your
second starts now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jenna Fox wakes up from a coma that she's been in for a year, and she realizes that her life has changed and it's different. She moved to a completely different state, a completely different area. She has no friends left, and she doesn't know what to do. She uses all the information she had before to try to gain information. She watches videos to try to realize what her life was like before, and she tries to find out the truth about what has happened to her. She asks her parents, and she finds out that they have been lying to her for the last year.
Author's message is that people have the right to know truth about important things that even happen in their lives, even that if it hurts them.
I think the author made truth a main part of the book because when Jenna finds out about what has happened to her since her accident, everything changes because before that, her life was just a bunch of hidden secrets.
The first quote we chose for this was, "When were you going to tell me?" I yell. I shove my hand out in front of me. What is this? This relates to the topic. Since our topic is truth, it is only fitting that this quote relates to how Jenna finds out about the truth about herself.
I think this relates to truth because this is when Jenna figures out that she is biogel in her, and she goes to ask her mom, and her mom finally tells her the truth about what they did to her after her accident.
I think this relates to the topic because Jenna gets mad because she has the right to know the truth about her own body. I think the person supports her decision.
The second quote we chose was, "As he pokes at the fire, Father explains in more than I really want to know." This relates to truth because her dad came all the way home for the weekend to explain everything he did to her. He's telling her the truth about what he did to her and why he did it and all the details of her accident and the time afterward.
I think this relates to truth because Jenna's father did the kind of truth Jenna wanted. Jenna wanted to know why this happened and why her parents decided to keep her alive with the biogel. Instead, her father started explaining the medical process and the technology.
Well, I say it relates to the topic because Jenna finally learns why she is what she is and how she became what she is. Go.
Quote 3. "I'll be honest, I don't really know what to make of you." Pearson 132. What I think about the quote is, no, the topic is, the one person in Jenna's life that does not lie is Lily, her grandma, even though Lily can be mean. Jenna's respect of her is because she's telling her the real truth. I think this relates to the topic because her grandma was finally telling her how she felt. She was finally telling her the truth about her and how she didn't know what to think about her now that she's made a biogel and is not like everyone else and is completely different.
I have to say, before the accident, Lily loved Jenna very much. But after it, she gives Jenna a cold shoulder. But when Jenna finds out about the truth of herself, Lily starts like to be honest about her, like why she is giving Jenna the cold shoulder all of a sudden.
For the four-tiered reading, our quote we chose was, "We've taken a lot of precautions, Jenna." What literally is going on here is, this is when she FaceTimes her dad and he told her about how they put information into her brain and subliminal messages to persuade her to do things. And then he tells her about what they had to do to keep her safe afterwards.
This is what I thought. When she FaceTimes her dad and he told her about the put information into her brain and supplement message, this is basically her talking about what they did to her brain.
Okay, how I wrote it was, Jenna confronts her mom and dad about a suspicion she had. So when they say, "Go to your room," they prove her theory right. Then both the parents start to explain that they had to take a lot of precautions for her and other people's sakes for planting these infant woods.
The figurative meaning of this sentence is that he's saying how dangerous the procedure was, and if anyone finds out, all the people involved will get in trouble.
Basically what she said as well, and when all the people find out, then it's just going to be a huge problem with her dad's invention and how it's like keeping her alive with the bio. Joe?
I wrote, the procedure was dangerous, and if anybody finds out, they could investigate on her and the people involved, and those involved could lose their lives or jobs.
To me, this sentence means that like when someone cares about you, they're willing to do amazing things for you, and that could possibly put themselves in danger. I see this concept playing out in my life someday, because someday maybe I could be in trouble, but someone will be there for me to protect me, but could put their own self in danger to help me. This reminds me of the golden rule, because if I would want someone to do this for me, maybe someone else would want me to do this for them.
My prediction was, she's special just the way she's alive, and it's confusing to her because she still does not understand the real question, and her father won't answer her real question. And it would be irrational because life for her right now is confusing, reminding me of dogs, because we as humans don't understand dogs as well, and dogs don't understand us as well.
What this means to me is that Jenna is almost not understanding what's at stake here, and how selfish her parents are being and not telling her things when it mostly involves her. How I see this concept playing in my life is if I almost die in military service. When someone saves me, I won't be being selfish, saying, oh, you should have told me if they decided not to tell me, because that's a better thing to do. It's better to live sometimes ignorant than to know what you are. It kind of reminds, and how this is like, this. What this reminds me of is the Percy Jackson novels and movies I've watched. How the main character has been living his life not knowing his true heritage, and his mother's practically been not telling him the full story until it was a little bit too late.
This quote calls me to take more precaution when doing my own things. It makes me want to think about my actions and words before I do something, and think about how my actions can affect someone else.
My statement is, I think that she's trying to tell us that our telling her behavior on how she wants us to think, that she's trying to get attention. And she's also trying not to be cautious about these choices that she is making to say.
What this means to me is, when it comes to my children, I should always tell them stuff that's important right away and not wait when they start to figure this stuff out on their own, when they start to have questions. I can get what her parents did for trying to be cautious, but doing so, they were being too cautious and they were betraying Jenna. I wouldn't do it. You should always tell them right, like as soon as you can, before they feel you have betrayed them and hurt them dearly. For the blessing, I would give a blessing to Jenna, because she is facing trouble every day after she recovered from a bad car accident. Then she finds out her parents did an illegal thing and not tell her about it, and she has to mostly like live a lie to her friends. Who Jenna's parents told her not to tell anything about her.
My blessing I chose was Lily, because she is mean as a character, I guess, and she's like saving 10% of Jenna's brain waste of the like money, and she didn't want her to live. And a quote was that she said, "They should have let you die." So she's kind of rude, the way she insulted Jenna.
I would give my blessing to Claire, the mom, because she watched her child almost die, and then she had to decide if she wanted to try and bring Jenna back in an illegal way, and that changed her entire life and her entire family's life. And she tried to protect her child from finding the truth, and so now she has kind of a rocky relationship with Jenna now.